It's been a while. These things don't seem as bright. That one is. I know I don't get my shades. I do have my shades.
I got shades for you,
yeah. I got some right here. You know, it's been a while, and I got people calling me, asking me when I'm doing the next podcast. I've been slacking. I've been taking off. I haven't been around. I got my friend Brian with me tonight, and I have a special guest. What's your name?
Jerome.
Yeah, I got Jerome. Jerome doesn't want to give his last name. Jerome's going to give some sports, maybe not picks, but a little knowledge, because Jerome's very sharp, especially with baseball. Right, Jerome?
Oh, yeah. Baseball expert.
Jerome is also a rapper?
Yes, sir.
You have some songs on, what is it on?
I actually have 3 albums. I just came out with 5 songs in the last couple months. It's got 53 songs. Altogether, over 3 hours of recorded music, about 30,000 fans worldwide. So, movement's pretty good. It's been 15-year run with the music, but my passion is baseball. I like, keeping up with baseball over the years. It's given me some knowledge into picks. I've done good. About 2 months ago, when baseball ended, I did real well, and. I'm trying to get better at other sports, but I got, the thing that helps is video games and other people's knowledge.
Do you think the NFL's rigged?
The NFL is tough, man. I think it could be rigged a little bit more than baseball. Baseball can be rigged too, I think, but for the most part, baseball is tough to rig nowadays. But sports, you can make a lot of money if you know what you're doing in the sports better.
You hit some big multi-team parlays, didn't you, Brian?
Yeah. He got some A-teamers.
But he's betting, short money.
Two weeks ago I hit the 8 out of 8 NFL teams just to screw around.
Yeah.
Did 20-1.
20-1.
Yeah, it was luck. I bet all the favorites, though, in straight picks. That's why.
Yeah.
Spreads are what get you. In baseball, you don't want to do the +1.5. Well, the +1.5 is all right if you think the underdog is going to win. But the -1.5 will kill you. The over-under will kill you. You want the straight picks.
Straight money line.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you want to do probably straight picks. But I was sure of a bet when I was up a little bit. I had bet 500 and I hit 1,900 on a 2-teamer.
Really?
Straight picks.
Baseball.
Right. 3-teamer.
Come a little closer. You're going to speak into the mic, Brian. We need you over here.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball's my expertise, and we got another sharpshooter over here, too.
Yeah. Brian's another one. My friend Brian Kronowski.
Do a little betting on the side.
Yeah. He's pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, we keep ourselves busy.
You've dabbled in the old sports betting also.
More than dabbled.
Like all
I just need a couple more points tonight out of these.
It seems to be a big thing, but I haven't, done one of these in a while. We got a lot to catch up on. One of the big things is the election. Mm. That whole night was crazy.
Yeah.
Brian was sleeping through most of it, but that night was, what a crazy, crazy thing. I didn't think he had a chance of winning at all. I just said, there's no way.
You didn't think he was gonna?
No.
Really?
He actually had more women voters this time around.
Yeah, and like you, the African-American vote, you guys showed up. I mean, definitely. And they said that the states that she won were the only states that what, Justin?
No voter ID.
No voter ID required. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a big politics guy.
Also, Justin, did you see my chin?
I was
going to
say, the neck's looking great.
Yeah, no more turkey neck.
No.
Oh, it looks great. No. Yeah, I like
Richard
it.
Nixon.
Chin looks good, too.
They cut out the turkey neck, they stitch the muscles back together, and then they take fat out of your stomach and put it in like your jawline and your chin. So it was an extensive surgery, and I met this taxi driver that had a family from Lynn, Mass. And that's very rare in Colombia that you'd find somebody that, you know, speaks English, number one, but somebody that, you know, was from around here, which was crazy. And we struck up a conversation, and I had never been to Barranquilla, Colombia. I usually only go, you know, Medellin or Cartagena or San Andres or Bogota. and I had never been in Barranquilla. So I says, oh, man, you know, I'll throw this guy a few bones and, you know, show me around and show me what's up. And so I tell the guy, because I was down there for surgery for my teeth. I got some implants and veneers. And being sober 11 years now, I don't take opiates. And like I said to many people, I'm not Superman, okay? If I snap my leg, hey, you know, give me that morphine drip, right?
Right.
Help me out. I'm not, you know, I'm no hero by any stretch. You know, if I'm in pain, you know, you got to take it. But I did the whole dental surgery and the bone graft without taking anything. So this one, I told them, I says, hey, listen, I'm not, you know, only ibuprofen. And they're like, yeah, no problem. So after surgery, I didn't realize the recovery time of this. This is quite a significant surgery. And there was going to be a lot of pain afterwards. And I figured I went through the mouth pain, which got to be the worst, right? The dental pain and the bone graft.
The neck surgery should be.
Yeah, so I said, you know, turkey neck, come on. I mean, you know, this is nothing, right?
Snip, snap, done.
So I arranged it for the taxi driver to be on call as soon as I got out of surgery to come in the hospital and get me. And they told me I couldn't leave the hospital for a few days or some madness, right? So I'm already...
So you rigged it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm already thinking ahead. As soon as I'm out of the surgery and I come out of it a little, he's there with a wheelchair. So now it's a big deal. Security's there. The doctor's coming in. The nurse is like, a lot of them can't speak English. And, you know, they're translating. They're like, you know, you can't leave. And I said, oh, I'm leaving. You know, the surgery's done. I got done what I needed to. And you're going to have this thing wrapped around your head for like a month.
Yeah, it didn't look bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. So no strenuous activity for 30 days after. I don't know any of this, but I know I'm leaving. I know I'm leaving the hospital. So after some back and forth, they tell me, you need to have someone with you for first 24 to 48 hours. You know, you need a nurse. So I tell them, oh, I have a nurse. You know, I knew this girl from Barranquilla.
She's nice. She is, Suli.
She's nice. She's actually my friend's girlfriend, and she lives in Barranquilla. And she comes to the United States. She comes to Florida. And she comes to Lowell. She's John and in Lowell. So she knows me pretty good. So I'm like, hey, you got a friend? Come up, you know.
Yeah.
So I says, oh, I have a nurse. And the doctor, finally they call me because I leave the hospital. Now they call me and they says, the hospital is sending a nurse. She's going to stay in the room with you the first 24 hours minimum.
In your hotel room.
In my hotel room.
Excellent.
You know what happened next, man.
Come on, man.
So
there was no neck medicine going on.
So she was very nice, this nurse. 49 years old.
So?
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, she was...
Well...
Yeah, she was really cool, too. She was awesome. So the story I'm getting at, she was also wasn't happy with her husband. I found that out after a couple of days. I found a lot out about her, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So she pulls
out the little bed next to the thing. I says, you don't got to sleep on the little pull-out couch. I'm here. So that was after. But getting back to the story, I only get ibuprofen from the doctor. Right, Justin? So I get ibuprofen. So I take and she gives me an ibuprofen and something else. So I'm laying in bed. After 3-4 hours, I'm writhing in pain. Can we hear that word?
Yep.
How do you spell it?
W-R-I-T.
My man, Jerome!
Jerome paid attention.
Jerome! Writhing in pain, I was.
I had to read the dictionary for that.
I was writhing in pain. So I says, hey, want to give me another one of those things? She goes, you want something for the pain? I says, yeah. So she comes over, I'm in bed, and she puts it in my mouth with the water. 10 minutes later, I'm up. I'm doing the running man. I'm fucking. I'm hitting on her, saying, "Hey, why don't you come over here and hop in the old shack with me?" And you know, and I'm doing. And a second later, I start. Anyone knows that's ever done opiates, for some reason you want to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how I know in the sober house when someone got high, I come home, they say, "Hey, did you see the new guy? He's fucking, he's got a toothbrush and he's cleaning under the stairs out back." And I go, "Oh." So I usually, it's happened so many times, I'll let them clean.
As you should.
They'll clean for 2-3 hours. Then I say, "Hey, Jerome, gonna have to hit you with a urine cup, my friend.
Can I talk to you over here, please?"
Yeah. And then what do they usually say? "I just went, right?
I need more time to pee."
Yeah, I need more time to pee, or I just went, or,
I'm shy.
Need more water.
So she gives me the pill, and I'm up doing the running man. I'm literally dancing. I was literally doing the running man and cracking jokes, and I realized there is zero pain. Now, I've been drug and alcohol free for 11 years. No opiates, no marijuana, no nothing. No Johnnies, no run, nothing. And I know. I says, "Hey, what's her name? She's still messaging me. I can't remember her name. Dina." I says, "Hey, Dina, what'd you give me?" She says, "A pill for the pain." I said, "Yes." And it worked. It worked rather well, Dina.
I need the name.
"Can I, was it ibuprofen?" No, it was this. And she hands me a thing and it says Singalen. Pretty sure it's Singalen. So I pull out my phone, I Google it, everything's coming up in Spanish. I finally transcribe it and it says acetaminophen and hydrocodone. And I said, "Dina, you gave me a Vicodin. Thank you."
"Thank you.
Thank you for that, you know?" You know,
I didn't want it.
It worked rather well, Dina. But you do not do that again.
Was it liquid?
No, it was a white pill. And she left them there on the counter. And she's like, "No, they work. They're good for the," you know, she didn't understand, you know, addiction and what my whole thing was. Mm-hmm. And that's always been a fear of mine, right? I have some medical procedure. I hurt myself and I have to take these pills and then it, you know, triggers something and mm-hmm. I'm off and running. And, it, you know, it was good. It was good because I needed it then, right? And although I never would have took it. I would have stayed writhing in pain, Jerome, for a day or whatever it was and took the ibuprofen. It would have got better the next day. And But I took it, right? And I didn't take it. You know, willingly, I took it thinking she was giving me an ibuprofen. And, you know, that was it. You know, she left them around. I'm like, they were like this big thing with like the tinfoil punch out things. And I'm just like, you know, she come back afterwards because she was there a couple of days. She'd leave. I said, "Here, take these, you know?"
Yeah, get these.
And, but when she first got there, I says, she goes, "I have to, you know, clean you up." And she had the, you know, the hot thing. And I says, "Can you clean my ball?" You know, I was just
back.
You know, I'm just joking around. I says, "Can you clean my balls? You're a little dirty, right?" Just cracking a joke, Jerome. Just trying to be funny. And she says, "Actually, that's in my job description. I have to bathe you." Ooh. So I said, "What are we waiting for, Justin?"
Why didn't you say this before?
Yeah. So she was with me like a week every morning, done the shower. She, you know, but, you know, really professional.
Yeah.
I was also very professional.
So 24 hours turned into a week?
Yeah, she stayed with me a while. She was good old Dina. Dina was great other than slipping me the bike.
You know, yeah. Sneaky Dina.
Dina was great. I had the surgery and you know, it was a long recovery time. You know, no strenuous activity, no going to the gym for a month. I just finally got back in the gym and, you know, it was all right. You know, I didn't think it was going to be that serious, you know, but it was a pretty serious procedure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get it and they just go right in here and like pull it up or something. But this one was big. They got a big scar. See it?
Yeah. Like a knife fight.
Yeah.
And they go in and they stitch the muscles back together and they do all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah. I remember I talked to you and you're like, "Yeah, I'm just getting my neck drained."
Yeah.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, there's all this fluid. I got a video. I'll send you a video.
What?
Put it on.
Did he just say?
Did you see the thing on YouTube, the video someone used of me?
No.
Holy shit. Did you see it?
Yeah. I sent it.
Oh, yeah, you sent it to me. It's fucking crazy. People are using my likeness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This video got like 3 million views on YouTube about roofing with me. They got a clip of me talking on the podcast when I was on that Matt
about?
Cox podcast.
Roofing what?
Is roofing a scam?
Oh, roofing a scam.
What a stupid question. Of course it is. You know? Especially if I show up. No, listen. Speaking of that, this podcast is brought to you by Broadway Home Improvement. We will not scam you. We'll do your roof and vinyl side your house for a song. You know what that means?
Okay.
For a song?
I can make you a song.
For a note.
No, for a song. When you say, hey, he got the car for a song. You ever hear that?
No, I haven't had that.
All right, it means you got it for a real good deal. Did you know that, Justin?
No.
Really? You?
Yeah.
All right, got it for a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you know. It's
cheap,
like
cheap. Little cheap. Song and dance.
Got it for a song.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of that, Jerome, speaking of songs,
yeah.
You want to spit a little something?
Okay.
All right.
Jerome, you ever tell you kind of look like P. Diddy?
Some people say that, yes.
Some people say that.
I spit some bars.
All right. Yo, this is the way that I've always been flowing. Pitted in my own trail, coming and I know where I'm going, and this how, and it's showing. But it's time to show these cats that I'm towing tax, taxing, accounting, slowing. Then I'm gonna max up this bass in your face and grow a fan base and have these people fucking voting. Some would start gloating, boast the fact that we're talking every day, it's still smoking. Can you see your brain floating?
Oh, Jerome!
That's my first rap that
can
I ever
you
wrote.
See your brain
really?
Floating.
Yeah. It's half of the rap that I wrote. But.
And did you say something about the election?
I'm just off of Trump.
Yeah. All right.
I don't like all the people that have been in the White House for 40 years too much, but you know they kept things down. I'm not going to dog them on that, but I just think some time for someone who can stand up for what's right for the country.
Yeah,
and the economy too.
I think it's like a baseball team or we'll use a baseball analogy, right?
Yeah.
When the team's losing, right?
Okay.
The manager gets fired.
First guy.
It just happened with Jim Montgomery. And it sucks, right? Because he's good.
Yeah.
He's a good coach. You know? The team ain't performing. First guy to go. And just like, you know, this past president, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, well, not a lot of people. You know, I know a few people have some very, very large Instagram accounts. And we'll say, you know, be a man guy, Prosciutto and Tommy, you know, I speak to these guys. And if you see these guys' accounts, and they have monster accounts, you know, they don't go down the political road.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
It's poison, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Makes sense.
But at the same time, it's like, I'm not gonna say how I feel because I'm worried about, you know, followers or this and that. So I posted it was a video of, you know, that old clip of the girl when they say, oh, Donald Trump's a new president, and she's screaming. And then I had another clip that I made or a friend helped me made where it's like the clip from Scarface where they're counting the money and it said like psychiatrist today. And I had a video when Trump got elected. I was at Trump Plaza in Manhattan because Conor McGregor was fighting the next night. And I happened to be down there at Nike Town right across from his thing right when he won the election and they were all out there protesting. And I was screaming at the protesters before I, you know, really knew anything. I thought it was a joke that Trump was running back then. Like, oh, there's no way this, you know, Donald Trump's going to be president. So it wasn't like I was this big, you know, Trump guy or Republican because I've my whole life, I've been a criminal, and Republicans were always tough on crime and minimum mandatory sentences for drug trafficking and this and that. So I used to say, you know, by default, or I'm a Democrat, even though I had never voted. Right. I'd say
They don't let us vote anyway.
Yeah, I'm not on this side where these guys want to lock everybody up and, you know, give them 5 years for an ounce of blow or whatever. So it wasn't like I was this big Trump guy, but me seeing the crowd and all them, no, not my president. I started screaming at them and filming it, you know, like, Donald Trump's the king of New York. He's your president. And I'm just, you know, just being me, right? So that video popped up in my memories. I'm like, holy shit, this was 8 years ago when he first got elected. So I put that up and that other one. The next day, 1 p.m, content removed. Your account has restrictions. Dude, a post from like a month ago got removed and struck down. And it was just like, oh my God. Like, I really shouldn't have said anything because it was like, and then Trump came out a couple days later. Did you see what he said about the shadow ban and all that and the accounts removed? What he said? Now I feel like, because I've had my whole account removed on Instagram. I'm always shadow banned. It's terrible. And Trump come out and said this. Justin, where do you hear this? I felt like he was talking to me. So what I can gather is Elon Musk must have told them, you know, when he bought X and Twitter, about how they shadow banned and silence people and just wipe out their accounts. And like I don't get an appeal. They just go, boom, this is removed. Oh, your appeal's denied, whatever. Right. It's all AI bots and this. And he come up, he said this, and I know he's talking right about Instagram. Listen to this.
When users of big online platforms have their content or accounts removed, throttled, shadow banned, or otherwise restricted, no matter what name they use, they should have the right to be informed that it's happening, the right to a specific explanation of the reason why, and the right to a timely appeal. Fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America and for the survival of Western civilization itself. When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left. By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Imagine
that's a serious.
Someone sent it to me. I was like, I had chills. Mm. Now, once again, right? Probably shouldn't be talking about it. Trump guy. But when he said that, I'm like, so is this going to change? Like, is Instagram going to change? Like, me, I go, hey, fatso, bullying, threatening, what I mean? My whole page is wiped out. Like, dude, I will have a video where I'm saying, what the fuck? And then I'm like, oh, should I post this? I say, fuck. They'll probably take it down.
That's horrible.
You know, I had a video taken down a month ago. It was Fireman Ed at the Jets game. And I'm with my father on the couch, and they're showing him doing his thing. And I said, Fireman Ed, didn't he abandon the Jets? My father goes, yeah. I go, what a bandwagoner. I posted it. Inciting or encouraging violence. Your post was removed. It was a story. Your story was removed. Your account has restrictions. And it's like every time you get a strike, just one day you get up and your page is gone.
Well, it's dangerous in New York. You put that on blast.
Yeah. But you know, that's. I wonder if that's going to change. You think it will, Justin? Like,
it needs to.
It needs to. The whole, the censorship thing. Like, who are these people that just decide? And the worst thing about it with me is, if you're working for Instagram, Justin, and I clicked an appeal, and you looked at it, a human, and said, oh, he's just joking, saying Fireman Ed is a bandwagoner. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah. We shouldn't have took that down. It was obviously a mistake. But no, you're just like, oh, appeal it. And 3 seconds later, your thing is denied. Mm. It's all like AI. There's no one to call and be like, hey.
Yeah. There's going to be some sort of system.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump's getting
at. It's going to be ripped the whole system at large. The shit he says is fucking hilarious. Huh?
Yeah.
You like him, Jerome?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had the turkey neck surgery. We had the election.
Turkey neck surgery. I know. I thought you were going to tell us about a knife fight or something. Oh. Really had surgery, huh?
What?
I thought we were going to get the knife fight story.
Yeah. I know. It was fucking crazy, though. What else? We got turkey neck. We got the presidency.
Thanksgiving coming.
I'm actually having lobster and mussels for Thanksgiving. It's a one first time thing. I don't know.
Really?
My dad, yeah.
Really?
Hampton Beach.
What's your father's name?
It's going to be good. Robert.
Jerome Senior?
Robert.
Robert
Jones. It's a little off, but.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I never really cracked a lobster, but I'm going to man up and crack a lobster this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch you.
I think the eyes are creepy, but I think I'm just going to man up and do the lobster.
Have you ever eaten lobster?
A few times.
It seems like a no.
You got to look at
Not like, you know, like claws and tails, not the whole thing, but I'm going to do the whole thing this year.
Yeah. Wait.
Time out. It's true.
What?
As a New Englander, it's true. I never really liked seafood growing up.
You said you've never had claws and tails, but you've had lobster.
So what?
Well, like, you know, people cracked it for me. I'm just making conversation.
just calling you out. I think maybe you never had lobster. That's
no,
all.
No, I have.
How about clam chowder?
Oh, I love clam chowder.
All right.
That's right.
All right, you're good.
That's cool, though, right?
Yeah.
Outside of the turkey, though?
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving cool. For me this year, I'm going down to Florida.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to Florida for Thanksgiving.
For what?
Spiro's down there. Oh, Johnny Bott's down there.
All right. One gangster party.
Joey Molino. All right. We're all going to get together, I think. Flies in Monday. Johnny's already there. Spiro flew in today. So I feel kind of weird going away for Thanksgiving. I don't have I don't have much of a family, you know. I don't have a big family dynamic. Mm. Sometimes I go by my aunts, you know, and my father goes down the bar every year and eats down the bar and just slugs beers. The guy's 81.
Mm-hmm.
Such a legend. Guy drinks 7 days a week. Why can't I do that? Just be normal.
Just be normal.
Guy never got arrested drunk driving. Never lost a job because of it. Not that I ever had a job to lose, but I like going by the sober houses and getting the turkeys and bouncing around and stopping by my aunts. And I have, you know, custody of my daughter. She's 16, but she goes over her other side of the families every year. So I'm like, you know what? Sparrow invited me down there and I figured I'd get down there. But after I booked a flight, I don't know.
You want to stay home.
Yeah, it's weird, you know.
Crossroads.
But whatever, yeah, I'm at a crossroads on that. But I spent a lot of time away, many Thanksgivings away. So, you know, I'll be all right. Who knows? Maybe I get on a plane and dip down to Columbia for 2-3 days.
I feel the same way. I feel like every time trouble hit, it was always the holiday. I missed a lot of holidays.
Yeah.
Now my folks are old. They're down in Florida.
When I was 14, my first Christmas away was in Westfield Detention Center as a juvenile. And it was... I had a good time. It was Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was not like I was sitting there crying. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah. Oh, so the Harvard-Yale game yesterday.
Yeah, what?
Me and my girlfriend had a falling out. I flew her down to Medellin, and she got surgery on her eyes. She got, she's been wearing glasses since she was 14, Justin, and she got that LASIK surgery.
Yeah.
Immediately. She's like reading a sign like a quarter mile away. She was like, I said, see that? Like, and then she's like, be a little bit of a hard time sometimes, like break up me. I said, I gave you sight.
Well, yeah, now she's really like, getting a good look at you now.
Might have something to do with it, you know? Might have something to do with it, but nonetheless, I gave her a sight.
Right.
I'm like, God,
right. Jesus,
you know? Right. So a few months ago, this is a pretty good story, right? A few months ago, Justin, I get a message from this girl, and she had like a clothing store in Manhattan. And she said, my father's a big fan of yours. Did I tell you about this guy?
No.
My father's a big fan of yours. He wants to take you and Shin, my girlfriend, to the Harvard-Yale game. He's Harvard alumni and da-da-da. So I talked to the girl a little bit, and then I'm like, yeah, you know, hit me up, you know, when the game's in. She goes, do I take that as a yes? And I said, well, listen, honey, I don't know what I'm having for dinner. Never mind what I'm doing November fucking 22nd. You know what I mean? I have no idea. I go, but yeah, maybe I'll go, you know? So she goes, oh, my father's name on Instagram is like Joe Brown. That's not his real name. You know, it's a pseudonym. You know, pseudonym?
Cinnamon
Toast Crunch, you know? I says, oh, all right, whatever. So I'm in the airport like a week or two later, and I'm going through my DMs. Because, you know, I'm an important guy. I get a lot of DMs.
Yeah.
Jerome.
Same, you know same, I mean? Yeah, I mean, same answer.
Thousands of messages. No, so for some reason, the messages on Instagram go into hidden messages. So I'll have to go into this thing and hidden. And I'll look. And honest to God, every 10th message is, if I ever see you, I will. Can I say kill on you too? No, they'll probably take it down. If I ever see you, you know, you're dead and, you know.
Yeah, such a bad
tough
guy.
You like drawing coffees at the homeless guy, you know. And,
yeah.
Oh, you like calling the peasants on the beach and kind of
like
tough. Yeah, you're a tough guy. If I ever, you know, come down to the projects. One dude goes, come down to the Adams Projects. I go, it's called the North Common, and I get on there all the time.
Yeah,
got through. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I just don't even answer it. Sometimes I'll answer them, but the majority of them are good. You know, I'll beat you to blah, blah, blah. A lot of them are, hey, I got sober. I listened to your podcast. I listened to this and that. And, you know, I went to I got a ton of them. I always screenshot them. If I ever go through, I got a ton of them. It's kind of cool,
yeah. You
know, when I get those. So there's good and bad, but I come across this guy's message. Hey, you know, da-da-da-da. So I skip over it because I saw the name and I said, what's up with the fake name? I go, what are you, Secret Squirrel? And he goes, well, if you read the whole message, I say who I am. So it says, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm originally from town in Mass. You know, this, that, this. I'm a fan of your page. I wanted to invite you and Shin to the, you meet a lot. If you came, I'd like to meet you. And, you know, my friends all like you. And so I'm like, all right. And at the end of the thing, it says, you can wiki me. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that term, Justin? Oh, yeah. Well, you know Wikipedia, but I never heard someone say, you say Google me or whatever, right? So I'm like, well, that's kind of a strange thing, right? Wiki. You can wiki me. So here we go. I'm not going to say his name because he's probably... Here is his name. It comes up. His name will say Joe Jones. Okay, what the fuck says Gibbs 25? Blah, blah, blah. Is an American hedge fund manager and philanthropist who in the 90s was referred to by some as the most powerful man on Wall Street. In 93, he reportedly earned $15 million from trading mortgage bonds. Fortune magazine once called him one of the best bond traders on Wall Street. According to a 2007 Wall Street Journal article, he has continued to be regarded as the best-known mortgage bond trader on Wall Street. He headed collateralized mortgage obligation trading in the early 90s at Kidder Peabody at a time when that firm dominated the marketplace. Seizing the opportunity created by a bear market, we always seize the opportunity, right? Mm. The bear market? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seizing the opportunity created by a bear market, he left to start his own firm. That's the name of the firm. In late 94, that same year, Kidder Peabody fell on troubled times and was sold to Payne Webber. In spite of being affected by fallout from the long-term capital management debacle in 98, as well as 2004, his company had delivered a composite annualized return of 15.4% after fees. So then I read some more on this guy, and I messaged his daughter. I says, your father has quite the pedigree, huh? You know, she goes, yeah, he does. So I messaged him, and I was, we started talking a little, and long story short, I went to the Harvard-Yale game with him and another professor. You should see this guy's Wikipedia. You know, I'm like, why do these guys want to hang with me?
That must have been good. Yeah. So,
and
keep going.
I have to tell them, you know, I have a Harvard story of my own. Justin, you know that?
You're not.
What?
You probably told it.
Did I?
I don't know. Maybe say it. I probably heard it.
In jail with the school?
No.
Oh, come on.
Did I ever tell you?
Yeah, we just heard this.
Yeah. I just told you this the other day, right?
Yeah.
All right, Justin. So my last time going to jail, I go there in 2009.
Day of the game, you told it.
Okay. So we're in Newman. And I had this cellmate. I'd refused to take a cellmate. And then this kid, Scott O'Malley, came in and they came to my cell. I'm going to move this guy in. And it was a guy I'd known for a while. He's about 90 pounds soaking wet. So I knew I could, like, bully him in the cell. So I said, send him in, right? And I would torture him on a daily basis. I used to kick his flip-flops under the bed so he'd have to get down on his hands and knees and crawl under and get down. He was a good kid, Scotty. I just used to, you know, break his ball, so to speak, right? Yeah. So they open the door. He goes, come on, we got to go out to this thing. And they open the door, and you're a new man, like, back then. I don't know what it was, a couple of weeks, 30 days. I forget. So they implemented this program where they wanted you to do schooling, where they would do these tests on everyone to see where you are academically, you know, math, science, and what's the other one? Math, science.
English.
Math, science, and English, okay? Mm-hmm. So I come out and I says, yeah, no, I'm not taking any tests. Oh, no, you have to. So I says, can I speak to the head of the, you know, education? They come down. I says, listen, I know this is a strange concept to you, but I didn't come to jail to better myself. Or to learn anything. You know, I didn't come here to improve my math. Or, you know, that.
To be punished.
You know, I said, yeah, I'm here for 2 years. When my 2 years is up, I said, see that door over there? That's going to open up. I'm going to walk outside. They're going to drop me off at the train station. I've been down this road many times. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, you have to do it. Oh, you're not going to get out of new man. So I thought for a minute, and I says, okay, I'll do it. So it was like a 90-question test, Justin. And when I filled out the thing, it was like the
90. You didn't say that last time.
I think it was
time.
30, 30, 30.
90 questions. Wow.
I think it was,
wow.
Think it was 30, 30, 30.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe it was 20, 20. Maybe it was 20, 20, 20.
Whatever.
Maybe it was 50, 50, I like 50. 90. I like whatever. 90. Yeah, it was, 90. It was 90, okay? It was 90. So now when they fill out the thing, I fill out my name, Michael Lee. It says education. I write Harvard grad, you know, 92. I put some stupid, whatever I put, right? Mm-hmm. So now,
the year you should have graduated.
Yeah, the year I should have graduated. So now I take the test, Justin, and it was a little difficult because I was trying to get every answer wrong, and on a few of them I didn't know the answer. Usually, the wrong answer is glaringly obvious, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, the Earth is round, flat, or, you know, octagon shape, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd put flat, or, you know. But I'm pretty sure I aced it. So now, like 4 or 5 days later, I'm laying in my cell and the cops rattling the door. Boom, 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 boom. So I'm laying on the bottom bunk and Scott was up top. So I, in my book, I said, Scott, go out there and see what they want.
Get the door.
So I just had fun with Scott. Yeah. So he climbs down, he goes out, he comes walking back in. He's got a big smile. He says, they want the Harvard grad.
Okay. Of course they did.
Yeah, they wanted to speak to the Harvard grad.
About what?
So I walked out there, and there's three of them there, the whole school. They said, you know, Mr. Lee, you've done something that's never been done. And I said, what's that? They said, you got every question wrong on the test, Jerome. I said, so I got a perfect score, in other words.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because that's what I was shooting for.
Yeah, that's what I was shooting for. I said, see, I told you, I'm not too bright. I told you, I'm not good at this whole school thing. I never was. So, yeah, that's my Harvard. That's the closest I ever got to Harvard, Justin. Was that? But yeah, so I went to the Harvard Yale game. It was a good game. It was cold. You know, it was one of the first cold days of the year. It was cold out there. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there, Justin?
No, never been.
Harvard Stadium's pretty impressive. It's
big cement.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a fucking Roman Coliseum. Yeah.
Coliseum is what they call it, right?
Really?
Yep. I do artificial turf.
Yeah, you do.
I work over there all the time.
Yeah.
We used to. In the day. Sorry. This new company doesn't do it anymore. But I was there a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah. Strike that. I'll figure it out later. One of the tight ends I went to Harvard, he played for the Bucs when Tom Brady.
The best was on Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was a quarterback.
Fitzpatrick, yeah. But I got to meet the guy. He came out and brought his girlfriend, show her off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Rocket, right?
I can't remember the fucking guy. He's a big dude.
So my friend Brian here, when he came to the Sober House, been there a while. When he came to the Sober House, he just got out, and you finish a sentence and you get out on bail, right?
I got out on bail, still fighting.
Still fighting the case. He had a case, a drug trafficking case, where they caught him with a law, good amount of drugs and everything, and he opted to take it to trial. And at the time, I'm like, I never took anything to trial. I was the king of the plea bargain, you know, because, you know, they're like, oh, we'll give you 3 years, but if you're found guilty, you'll get 10. I'm always like, well, I really don't got to think about this much because I'm guilty, as usual, what I mean? And even if I wasn't, I'd probably get found guilty. And Brian came with us for a while, and it was always hamstringing him. You know, he could have got jobs, and, you know, the aforementioned turf jobs, they're on a lot of federal...
A lot of government, a lot of colleges, high schools.
Yeah.
There's a lot of background checking, a lot of query checking going on.
Yeah. So
they wouldn't give me the job back until the case was...
Yeah, they wouldn't even hire you back, even because everything is schools and...
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
It's a waste of time, basically.
Yeah.
Every job's a school, right?
Yeah, so I remember talking to him, and I'm like, you sure you want to do this? And they offered him a pretty good deal towards the end, right? Like 2 years or something. Didn't they offer you something low?
I didn't think it was that great.
Yeah. So
they made it easy, actually. Whatever they offered me was like it was ridiculous and made me angry, made me want to go to trial.
Yeah.
These sons of bitches.
So he went to Middlesex Superior Court, and I went with him a few days during the trial and watched some of the cops testify. And before the trial, I says, and you know, I got this idea a long time ago from a kid from Lowell, Jimmy Rodriguez and Abraham Melendez and Shaughnessy Terrace. That's where I get this idea. I didn't even tell you this. Mm. they did a home invasion on a guy, and they robbed him. And the guy, he stabbed him, I think, in the calf. And he's severed an artery. It was like a little slice on his leg. They went in this house and robbed the guy. The guy gets cut on his calf. Bleeds out. They arrest him, home invasion murder. That's how quick something can go wrong when you're going in a house and doing something like that and you're armed, whether it's a knife or a gun or anything. Mm-hmm. And obviously, nightmare scenario for both of them. Abraham gets found guilty and he's sentenced to natural life. He's still in. This had to be 91. This is a long, long time ago, you know? And Jimmy, his lawyer was Jack Lew, who's now a Superior Court judge, Jack Lew. I think Jack Lew recused himself from a case I had or something because he used to be in Steve Rappaport's office, who was my lawyer. Ryan Sullivan's there now. Sean Delaney. A lot of good guys. Those guys have helped me over the years, and they're still there. And Steve Rappaport is just a great guy. He's a great criminal defense attorney. He's great on search and seizure. You know, these guys are as good as it gets.
He's a go-to.
And Jack Lew at the time, before he was a judge, represented Jimmy Rodriguez. And I'm not going to say it was Jack Lew's idea, but Jimmy Rodriguez wore these like Coke bottle glasses during the whole trial and had his hair combed over to the side. And he was a thug. Mm-hmm. You know, Spanish kid in the project, tattoos. He had all the tattoos covered up and he had these thick glasses. Oh, and so I thought of that during his trial, and I got Brian some thick glasses and a cane.
And a cane.
I said, when you walk in front of the jury, you know, use the fucking the cane and the glasses.
Put the wobble on.
Yeah, put the wobble on. So I have a video of him walking in the Superior Court. So I'm with him like 2 days, and I had to leave. And all of a sudden, he sends me a video from a freaking Samsung. It looks like it's a VHS tape. You know when someone sends you a video?
I was fresh out of the can.
Yeah, he was fresh out. He was outside the courthouse, and he said, "Bean Shooter, not guilty." The jury come back with a not guilty, my man. And
all counts.
Yeah, all counts.
See you later.
It was a clean sweep. Chrono with a not guilty.
The clean sweep. I love it.
Yeah, that's the best, right, Jerome?
Awesome. Yeah.
See, Jerome can't take anything to trial right when he walks in.
Right.
Guilty. maybe these days it's a little different, right? The times have changed a little, right?
Let me tell
you.
I'm lucky.
It's kind of your time now.
It's a good feeling.
You know what I mean?
It's a good feeling. You might never get to experience.
I haven't really done time like that, but I've been arrested quite a few times.
Yeah, of course. You're lucky you didn't get shot.
Yeah.
Like you do. You know?
I know.
Yeah. Your brother actually got shot, right?
Oh, 40, yeah.
Yeah. How many times you get shot?
Twice, but he opened like he emptied the whole clip at him.
Yeah.
So that was a serious thing. That's how quick things can go with
when you drive a plow truck
into a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
In a cop car.
You try to kill a cop.
Well, yeah.
I'm just glad he survived. He's doing well, though, in Florida now.
He's in Florida, right? We're in Florida.
Awesome. Bradenton, right where the hurricane was.
Well, we know he wasn't plowing in Florida. So
when the hurricane was going at him, I was just like, dude.
Yeah, I remember you
getting a lot of balls staying there. I just wish you the best.
Yeah.
Because luckily it slowed down a little bit, though, at the end there.
All right.
Luckily I haven't been arrested in 15 years.
That's good for you.
Wow. I got the 100 days clean now, and I'm doing...
15 years?
I'm doing better.
2009.
Is that a heavy...
My last arrest?
Heavy addiction, in my blood.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Yeah? You just got arrested last night.
Right? But you know, you never know.
Help me out.
Never know. I could get arrested tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just the way life is.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
We won't let him arrest.
I doubt it, too.
I stay home and stay out of trouble.
Yeah, you're doing good.
For now.
And Mr. Kronowski here got his job back. Well, they're laid off now, right?
Yeah. Every year, around cold time.
Yeah.
So I'm now the petroleum distribution engineer.
Yeah.
On the block.
Yeah. Do you know any of them, Justin?
What is it?
He's a petroleum distribution engineer. You ever heard of that?
No.
Pumps gas.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Come see me.
He's killing DraftKings. He's killing DraftKings like worse than I did.
Hey, here, we got an old school gas station law still. You pull up and actually give the guy money and he pumps the gas for you.
Tells you a joke.
Yeah, tells you a joke.
It's a good time.
Hey, his brother was pumping gas here and he was strong arming people for tips, right?
Tell him. He doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah, he lost his job. He was strong arming, especially the Guatemalans. You know the Guatemalan roofing vans? Oh, yeah.
They come. They want $100 worth of gas.
He pump 80.
He says, two for you, two for me, right? You know? He gives them a. Fill it up and short them $2 change.
Yeah.
Until they caught on and the guy gets out, takes his coat off. Let's just fucking scrap over $2.
Oh, boy.
Classic low move.
Yes, unfortunately, I go back to the boss.
Yeah. The boss didn't take too kindly of stealing from the customers.
He let me live, though.
What's the most he made in one day?
I don't know. I see. He's still in the denial stage of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I only did it one time.
Yeah.
I remember. Good old boy, though.
Yeah. He's doing good now, though.
Yeah,
he's fine. The Kronowski brothers.
He's fine.
And what else we got? We got Christmas looming around the corner. I don't even want to think about it.
It's coming quick.
Yeah.
Coming quick, right?
I got lucky there.
What about Ramadan?
I don't know. That's cool.
Yeah.
You already fasting?
No, me, I eat a lot.
Right, the question was the correct answer was no.
Yeah, but he takes that stuff seriously. Right, Jerome?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a ringing endorsement of Ramadan.
Yeah, you'd be shrugging it off like that.
Yeah, Ramadan. I like all religions. I
hope so.
Yeah.
Now something's up.
Well, yeah.
What's what?
Jerome. Jerome's always got that shit-eating grin on his face.
I know, right?
And what's teeth.
Going on?
And I noticed teeth.
All right. Jerome, you're itching for baseball, huh?
I know. You know, this part is kind of depressing, this winter.
Yeah.
In the off season, but you can learn a lot about the league and the changes of momentum, swings on teams. Baseball is all about stats. It's a stats game.
Is Otani going to pitch next year?
Who?
Otani.
Otani, he might stray away from pitching because the Dodgers got too much pitching already.
Really?
And they're going to get more, too.
They have a lot of pitching, but
they're the new Yankees. They're the new Yankees in baseball.
Yeah.
The Yankees have, you'll see, they're going to fall apart.
Think so?
Uh-huh. Soto leaves, it's all downhill.
Where's he going? The Mets? Phillies? Mets? Mets, right? Yeah, Mets offered more than anybody, right?
I don't think so.
Mets are stacking up.
I think he's going to go somewhere like. I think he's going to go to the Dodgers or the Mets. Yeah, you're right.
Red Sox tank.
I think the Dodgers are like the Yankees. People are
Boston
set.
Just doesn't. They don't want to offer him enough. That's what I think. Boston doesn't really usually they shortchange people.
Do you?
Even though that they do sign some people here and there, but I'd like to see Boston get two aces, a bat, and. Maybe two bats and two aces. We're our relief pitchers, you know, it's decent. It's getting better.
The lottery, Jesus.
But yeah, it's the NL. We're lucky we're not in the NL. I'll tell you that. The NL is crazy.
Yeah.
It's all skill in the NL nowadays.
What do you think about Aaron Judge? I mean, obviously he just tanked, and do you think it's going to affect him psychologically? Like, you know, it's like, you know, when it's like when you're known as a choke artist, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's so. And every time you get up when you're in the playoffs, so the game's on the line, and then if you strike out again or you do something, right?
Please not this time.
It's got to.
I think
just
he's
like,
going to shake it off, though. He'll do good.
Think
next
so?
Year.
Yeah.
You can only shake it off so many times. You want to do it.
Like you get the guys like David Ortiz, right? They just live for the moment, right?
I know about Aaron Judge. He's a gamer. He's all about baseball. It's all about getting better every year.
I mean, I hope so. Like, what did he hit? 63. What did he hit for home runs?
He got 60. Did he get 60?
Yeah.
Like, this
year? Yeah.
59 or something like that.
Oh, 60. He got real close.
The year before, he hit 63.
Yeah, 63. Yeah. Oh,
and then
the
Otani got
right,
the
60-60 okay,
season.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was – that'll 50, never – 50? How did
– I thought it was – he had like 60 stolen bases.
Yeah, but he only had 50-something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're 40 both, 40 was both, only done. That's never been done, right? 50 50.
50, 50. Both,
never been done.
They're both incredible athletes.
Well,
they're probably going to find a way on each other's team at one point.
I don't know.
And that's how. That's why baseball is getting a little lot kind of lopsided.
You think so?
Yeah. It's good for betting.
You think there's going to be no parity soon? Like, it's going to be just like a powerhouse? Like,
it's going to be L.A. and
like the Patriots, LA, and the Chiefs, Atlanta, the Celtics, the Lakers.
L.A., Atlanta, New York, and all them every year. Yeah, they go far. It was 1-1 this year. It was good to see that, actually.
Yeah.
Never really usually happens like that. The year before, Texas won, and that was out of the – it was out of good signings, like Seager and and Simeon and some arms and shit. Garcia, sometimes the chemistry can win in baseball.
Yeah.
It really is true. What do you think? Any sport, too.
What do you, who do you like next year, Dodgers? Dodgers got all Red Sox.
I like the Dodgers momentum. I like
fucking Red Sox on there.
If San Diego doesn't fall apart, they're good too, but they're a little older than.
Weren't they up 2-1 on the Dodgers?
Dodgers were up 2-1.
What?
No, they only won one.
No, San Diego almost
was a good series. Yeah, that's right.
San Diego was up 2-1, right? In that series?
Then the Dodgers just clicked back.
Yeah.
Dodgers, it's the Dodgers
time. That's Freddie was gone, right? Freddie Freeman had to take a quick little sabbatical.
Yeah, the Dodgers time. I think it's just the way the numbers goes. The way the numbers goes is going to be an NL.
What's he got, six World Series games in a row with a home run? Or five?
Really?
Freddie Freeman?
He's like
game.
The next David Ortiz.
This World Series, he had a home run.
He's like
every
Mr. Clutch.
Game.
Yeah, Mr. Clutch.
Last year.
Mr. Clutch again.
Unbelievable.
How would you like that guy go? Atlanta's fucking.
So
Atlanta's stacked.
What do you like in the American League?
Off the wall.
I like Baltimore, but they need a little bit more pitching. If they're going to get rid of Corbin Burns, it's a problem. But they do have the offense to stick with it in the East. Yankees are going to stick with it. Toronto, not so much. Boston, probably not so much. Unless they make some dire moves.
You don't think we're set up good for the future?
We had a good run, but we need some dire moves. We need to make up 20 games.
We have a couple 10 good
to 20
young
games
guys.
A year.
Yeah.
Got that Abreu kid?
Yeah, but they're getting rid of him.
Really?
That's what they've been talking about. They're making trades for some veterans. That's what baseball is like. You know, they might even get rid of Duran. I don't want to get rid of Duran because he's like one of the best prospects in baseball.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah,
he is awesome. You know,
so we got him.
Abreu might be a good loss if you're going to get someone like Matt.
Getting rid of Mookie Betts.
Well, I'll give you the inside tip on the Red Sox.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, right.
They're trying to get Crochet. They're trying to get Max Fried. They're trying to get what else? Snell. If none of those guys work out, they're trying to get Soto. A lot of people are trying to get Soto. Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Guy's one of the best hitters in baseball. In fact, he's batted over like 310 every year, whatever it is.
Yeah,
crazy.
He wants to walk. His average. Walks.
So he's going to go wherever he really wants to really fit in, I think, is what Soto's sweepstakes is going on. He might even go back to the Yankees, but it's, I don't know. They might not have, they don't have the money for him anymore.
Mets, right?
Mets probably. Yeah.
Mets are going to do it next year. What do you think?
What do you think?
Can the Mets beat the Dodgers? They get
the Mets
Soto?
Get Soto and someone, maybe, yeah, I think so. Dodgers, the Mets are strong. They just came up short.
Mets,
they lost me a lot of money, a little bit of money near the end of the run, but near the end of the year, they lost out. They kind of fought it in the season, but they did good in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Early on, and then they just died out.
They almost didn't make the playoffs, right? Then they went a wild card. It was like exciting. It went right down to the wire.
To me,
with
San
that.
Diego and LA is just juggernauts. And Atlanta should have done better. I don't know why.
Injuries.
Atlanta's going to be hard next year. Trust me. They're healthy. Look for them to take out everybody.
All right.
Atlanta.
We gotta be
if you're
going to
bet someone preseason, bet Atlanta, because I know baseball, it's going to be an NL team that takes it next year.
All right. There you had it. This is Atlanta. Our unknown MLB expert, Jerome.
Yep.
We call him Rome on the street.
Yeah, Romy.
Mm-hmm. Rome Anthony.
Crono, anything else?
What about the new style of betting?
We were talking about the turf, right?
Yeah.
So they wouldn't give me my job back right away. So I was working for some guy doing roofing, siding.
Yeah.
It was all right. But I would have been turfing, right? I would have been turfing if I didn't have the case. So I gets the phone call. One of my buddies gets shot in the face.
I'm in Vermont.
Hotel up in,
kid you worked with.
White Junction. Up at White River Junction. Guy was all methed out, walking around the hotel, people calling, complaining, but they're in Vermont.
It's not
wandering around with the gun out?
It's not against the law to carry it out there, I guess. Or they just didn't make that much of a deal with it. Yeah, like that's
so does he get a lawsuit against something?
So he's already buying stuff, so I know he's got something. I haven't got the amount, but he's getting paid.
Yeah.
He walked by, so they all go to breakfast at the hotel. He goes back up to the room real quick. They go out to the truck. It's time to go to work. Waiting. Where's Mike? Where's Mike? Let's go back in and get him. They go back in. They get off the elevator. Some drunk guy laying in the hallway. They step right over him. They go to the room. The other guy's in the room already calling 911. He says, that's Mike on the floor. That's not a drunk guy. They walked right over Mike. They thought some guy was just drunk on the floor. They flipped him over. They don't tell you this if you read the article. Faces opened up. Like, shot him right below the eye. He has no eye no more. But he's alive. He made it.
Yeah.
So now there's an active shooter. They won't come in and save him. They want to clear the building before they let the ambulance in.
Holy shit, really?
So my boys, the turf guys, wrap him up in the towel, literally tied a knot on his face, keep his face together, picked him up.
Pazinski?
Pazinski.
My guy.
Pazinski. My guy is right.
He still owes me.
That's another story.
Yeah.
But it comes down to it, they saved his life because they would not have been in there fast enough to save him.
All right, Mike, they saved your life. You better be getting them a nice fucking little envelope for Christmas, every one of them. Right?
Hey.
Come on, Mike.
Envelope, Mike already got passed. I don't know. Mike's solid.
Yeah.
Mike's solid. He was my friend, so now I get the phone call. It's making me upset right now thinking about it because I should have been there, right?
Yeah.
I would have been there.
Yeah.
I could have. I like to think I would have fucking grabbed the guy. You know what I'm saying? It was tough. It was tough. But he lived.
Yeah, it would have been worse if he died. You're like, if I was here, it would have been different. You know?
And the only bad thing about it is he remembers every second.
Really?
Every second.
So what happened to the guy who blasted him?
So the guy got a second degree.
Attempted,
blah, 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 brandishing a firearm, shouldn't have been. But then, so how about this? So now they brought him out. They saved Mike. They put him in the ambulance. They go in to get the guy. They get him. They perp walk him right through the lobby, right past all his buddies.
No one tried to?
Everybody tried to go. The guys with the M16 stepping in front of everybody. So they walled them off. They wouldn't let them anywhere near them.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they perp walked them through the lobby in the first place. Side door that motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So now I'm thinking, if I was there, no M16 stopping me.
So did the guy get sentenced yet?
Yeah. He's up there. He had mental problems, too. He had mental problems. So he was basically just had the door open, sitting down, waiting.
In his room?
In the room, in his own room, waiting for the first person to
walk out of the elevator.
Walk by. Mike looked at him. Shot him right in the face.
He's probably whacked out.
Yeah.
Paranoid, thinking someone's coming to get him.
Who knows? Who knows?
Fucking hell.
That was tough. That was tough.
Having one eye is tough, too.
I was going to lose my friend, you know? Yeah.
You know what they say, Justin, right?
Now he's got that.
It's all fun and games. So somebody loses an eye, my friend.
And I told him.
Right, Jerome?
I told him.
It's all fun and games, Jerome.
He's much better looking now. With that eye.
Well, my favorite baseball player, Kirby Puckett. That's what happened to him. He lost vision in his eye.
Poor Kirby.
I was let down.
What a beast, huh?
I was let down.
Best hitter ever.
What a beast.
That was my favorite baseball player ever.
Fun fact. Yeah. Fun fact. Kirby Puckett struck out.
He was just such a little dude. Kirby fucking moved.
Halfway through the year, the leading guy in the league struck out 200 times halfway through the year this year. Kirby Puckett struck out 200 times life. In the 90s.
In the 90s. In his career.
What a
player, huh?
Yeah.
Woke up blind out of one eye one day.
Yeah.
Crazy. Maybe a spider bit him in the eye.
Spider bite will get you.
You know, spider bite.
He didn't want to buy the wrong room, did he?
Kirby Puckett.
Maybe there's more to the story. But
how did he die? Yeah, he's dead. Kirby Puckett's been dead a while.
He died. Huh?
Yeah, how did he die?
Well, obviously something was going on. It was failing.
Right, Kirby Puckett?
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's definitely dead. I would see him, but probably passed away a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota. Where was he from?
Puckett was a good baller, though.
Died in 2006.
Yeah. Wow.
Played his whole career in Minnesota.
Did they say what he died from?
Cancer? Well, Minnesota won in 87-91, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Molitor.
No, it doesn't say how he died. Oh, sure. Born in Chicago, Illinois. Chicago's nice this time of year. Yeah, Jerome, we're going to have you back. Talk some more baseball.
Okay.
Kronowski.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Somebody cancels back on you, call me.
I got another guest coming soon. He's a real good guest. I got to get back on this. I've been slacking so bad.
Oh, I know about this next guest. I might want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the next guest is a doozy.
I might want
to. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you think I got stories? Mm-hmm. You think I got stories? This kid's got stories. I met him in Walpole. And, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
That's
you
good.
Know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't give him too much.
Jerome, thanks, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for getting me MLB 2024 MVP edition.
Yeah, of course.
40% off.
Yeah.
You know, I know all the players now. Yeah. So next year, the Waivers Club's going to be back at it. 40 members strong. We're going to be 100 strong probably by spring training.
Yeah.
And we're not going to fuck around.
we're gonna play it smart. We're gonna play it smart because he's gotten really up there with the money, and
you know. And I gotta get better at bankroll management. That's the thing.
Yeah, money management isn't Jerome's strong suit.
I'm around the best people to learn from, though.
That's right. That's right. Good stuff. I want to thank you for coming on, Crono. I want to thank you for coming on too.
Thank you, man. Absolutely.
My man.
Thank
you. Good time. Let's go.
Want to thank Mike Lee. Want to thank Jerome.
Yeah. My God, you're wrong. Justin?
Justin.
Good, Justin.
Yeah, Justin. Yep. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Justin?
Going to Nebraska for the wife.
Ooh.
For what? Another wedding?
No, the wife, her family's out in Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cornhuskers, huh?
Cornhuskers.
311.
Cornhuskers, baby.
Hey, that's real Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
You know where 311's from?
My favorite band, Omaha, Nebraska.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Omaha. Yeah. The only thing I know about Omaha is
they just
is
came out with a new CD after 5 years.
Really?
God bless them.
All mixed up.
That's good. It's not one of their best, though.
Yeah, All Mixed Up. What's the other song?
Most of their hits aren't their best.
You've been talking about this all week.
Down, right? All Mixed Up, Beautiful Disaster.
Yeah.
Amber.
Amber, that's song. That's a good song. Madonna was always listening to that song.
Yeah.
Jerome, good stuff. We're going to have you on again. Justin, everybody out there, by the time this comes out, probably Thanksgiving already happened. Hope everyone has a nice Thanksgiving, because every Thanksgiving, you know, growing up, you'd always read the Boston Herald. It's always some family gets, you know, somebody stabs their brother, and there's always some madness.
I don't know.
It's triggering
why.
Time.
There's always some madness happening on Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
I'm going to stab my brother. It's not going to be at my aunt's house.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, you know, hopefully everyone has a safe Thanksgiving. No bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'll be down in Florida, and we got to get another one going soon. We need to get back on track, Justin. So that's it. I don't know what episode this is, but people have been calling me like, dude, is the podcast done? Are you going to do another one? So it was good we got another one here. And, you know, thanks everybody for tuning in. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go.
Let's go. If you're wearing a mask out there, the fresh air's gonna get you. He always shoots from the hip for iced coffee, take a sip. Toss it out the window, out of bunk, let her rip. Bean shooter.